All right, everybody, welcome back to another edition of the EG3 podcast. My name is Eddie Greer, the third, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri on a Monday. Yes, sir, Monday. And it's going up live later on tonight on this Monday, typical Monday edition, Monday, December 8th, 2025, running, sports, whatever, important, across the desk in Kansas City, Missouri. Oh, yeah, we're going to unleash final two episodes of the 2025 calendar year. Woo! And from my perspective, outside of podcast, work, running, I'm ready to turn the script over to 2026, Lord willing. But anyways, thank you so much again all year long for your support of this particular podcast. If you're listening to this episode, an episode for that matter, for the first time, thank you so much for taking time out of your week to do so. Two more weeks, two more episodes, and that's going to be a wrap. Obviously, we're in the middle of holiday season, so figure, you know, two more episodes, that's going to be it. We're not even racing no more, but at the end of this episode, it's going to be a nice little cliffhanger leading up to the final episode of 2025. But hey, man, I'm going to get right on into it because I've been rolling all morning long. Right? All morning long, and it's cause for a playoff. K-State. Yeah, I'm probably going to bring K-State back in the mix again. So shocker there as well. Lane Kiffin. I actually want to start there. Let's just start there. Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin. All right, so Lane Kiffin now, for those of you who have not followed the story, this is Lane Kiffin going over to LSU now, and he's not even coaching Ole Miss. Shout out to my new guy, John Summerall, who's going to be the new coach of the Florida Gators going in 2026. He's going to go back, unlike good old Lane Kiffin. Over, he's going to go back to coach Tulane for their playoff run. And shout out to my guy, Colin Klein, coming back to K-State, baby. Yeah, baby, let's go. Woo! Colin Klein. Oh, that was a big story. One of many. And that's why I've been rolling this morning, because I am hot. I am teed off at numerous things. but not at this one. Colin Klein returning to Kansas State after being a player. And I went to school. I went to school with that dude. I went to school with him. When I went on campus for the very first time, came up to the Midwest in general, there are a lot of layers to the story. I might not be podcasting right now. There is a lot, or even training for a certain event right now either, but, oh, yeah. By the way, that's, again, a cliffhanger. Cliffhanger. Gotta say that cliffhanger at the very end of the show. But yeah, man, I wouldn't do a lot of things right now. And I've shared my frustrations on this podcast. some things. I've not been too pleased. And look, it's just, again, John Summerall going back to Tulane. He's going to coach. Yep, he's going to finish it out. Why? And Lane, and this brings back up, and then Colin Klein, oh yeah, let me finish this up. Colin Klein is going to go back to Texas A&M as the offensive coordinator to finish up their, however far they go, Texas A&M Aggies go in their playoff, right? We'll get to the playoff here. It'll be a nice transition into that, because that's what we're going to talk about for this and then for the rest of the show. Colin Klein is going to go back over there. So he's going to go back to the OC, to College Station, to finish up that deal there, and then get right back to work, back home to Manhattan, Kansas. Lane Kiffin, why? Just why? I've been mentioning this on the Purple Project podcast show. Why? Why did you just leave Ole Miss high and dry? You know, speaking of which. you're going to get on my nerves, big dog. You're going to get on my nerves, big dog. You're going to get on my nerves, big dog. Ooh. This is not on the podcast. I'm going to get you. It's on. But anyways, yeah. So, look, Lane Kiffin. Why can you not finish it out at Ole Miss? Why did you just jump ship? And not only that, you go to your a conference rival, and you stay in the SEC. Why? I don't understand. And this has been his mark. This is who he is. And if you've been listening to any of the podcasts, whether it's this one or that K-State one, the Purple Project podcast, All Things K-State Athletics, same fee as you get this podcast. I said, in the middle of the season, you find out what a team is, right? That's why you can hear this saying, one of the classic sayings or the original saying is, you are what you are at this point of the season. Lane Kiffin, you are what you are as an individual. Why can't you just finish it out? You led that team. All the noise is on you. Florida was trying to get you. Yes, LSU was in that mix, and frankly, LSU threw out more money on the table than what it is, right? Why can't you just finish it out? It's just that simple. But apparently, it's not. Nothing's not simple these days. College football playoff, and other things. Why can't you not finish it out? You guys have an opportunity to go deep in a tournament, in the playoff. You can't even do that. I just don't understand. I don't get it. I don't get it. I just don't understand the way he is, and that's why, you know, I don't like this guy, because this guy came and finished out his season. What's the rush? What's the rush going over there? Just finish the damn season out. Can't even do that. So that's the beef. That's what it is right now. And John Summerall is finishing. And funny enough, these two coaches were in the conversation for Florida head coaching position. They're going to be going up against each other. A rematch of early in the season. And I honestly hope John Summerall upsets Ole Miss. Wait, hold on. By the way, he's not even coaching. Oh, so never mind that. Let him stay over there at LSU, get him all fancied up and whatnot. But for John Summerall, I think I want to see them upset Ole Miss. Just to prove a point. And I don't know. Just the fact that you can't fit. You made the playoffs. It's not like K-State, Iowa State. Yes, sorry, K-State. K-State, Iowa State, Notre Dame, where you don't make the playoff. Well, in particular, Notre Dame's case, Iowa State, K-State, not even close. You don't make the playoff, and you say, hell, I'm not even going to accept no bowl invitational. Oh my goodness gracious. It is some fact that college athletics is, this has gone stupid. Gone absolutely stupid. What happened to not, you know, awarding seniors? Now, again, I've talked about this a little bit with the K-State situation. So again, Purple Project Podcast, shameless plug, go over there. That episode dropped at some point this week, because I've already recorded a whole bunch this morning on my off day, because I'm still trying to get used to my new work schedule now, which is seems like a grind, but I gotta do what I gotta do because of a certain running event. But it is mind-boggling that now, what happened to the good old college football days, where university makes, gets to the six win eligibility, rewarded the seniors, particularly them. I'm talking to the seniors, because underclassmen, y'all have a chance to have the opportunity to potentially come back. It depends on where you are, whether that's at LSU, Florida, Tulane, Oklahoma, James Madison made the playoff. Oh my goodness, James Madison. And you got to play Oregon. Oh my goodness. But it's just the fact that, you know, I mean, yeah, the college football playoffs is a bigger deal now than this bowl. What happened? And the BCS bowls were the big deals. The Sugar Bowls, the Orange Bowls, the Rose Bowl got outed out. Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl. I know I'm missing something. Orange Bowl. Fiesta Bowl, yes, Cotton Bowl. Cotton Bowl is old school fashion, baby. What happened to that? We're not satisfied. Everything is changing. Technology, social media, all this other stuff. And that leads to dangerous things like mental health issues. It just on and on and on. You got to keep up the good times. If you don't, you're going to fall behind. And then all this other junk. Just the fact that, oh my goodness, this is crazy. I'm going to get to all the teams in the college football playoff here momentarily, but it's crazy. Now, those bowls, those are like the big time bowls. Growing up in that era of, oh, my team's in one of the bigger bowls. That's exciting. The Rose Bowl. Oh my God, the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl, baby. Going out to Pasadena for the Rose Bowl. Damn, traditional. What was it, Big Ten, Pac-12, something like that matchup? Now you're getting random ass teams out there in the mix. Cotton Bowl is also famous too now. Cotton Bowl is famous too now. But the four bowls, and of course, the BCS National Championship game would land in one of those bowls. So again, it'll rotate usually. Like, I know I'm going way back in the time machine. I'm sorry, but when Florida played, Urban Meyer, right? The Urban Meyer era. I'm using the example. Yes. It tells y'all how old I am. Urban Meyer, Florida coaching legend, right? Who's on Big New Kickoff, Fox now, currently. Anyways, Urban Meyer, his team taking on what was it, Oklahoma, and who's trying to think of who was it? Stoops was coach. I can't think of who's coach right then, but anyways. Yeah, that landed in the Orange Bowl. Okay, you get the drift, right? So that national champ, you didn't have an extra game where the following week or whatever, that following Monday, you play just a solely national championship game. No, there's not none of that. You, whether that national championship falls in that particular bowl, and that includes the Rose Bowl for that matter, that's what you dealt with. That is what the game was. That is what the game was. Right there. You didn't have to wait 2 weeks and like that for another championship game. No. Caldwell lasting to February? No. I mean, yes, don't forget. Hey, I love my football, but damn. you need a break here and there. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, you don't need the playoff, it's just that much frustration. Now everybody's crying, whining. What, how all this even started was, okay, the BCS, they didn't have the right teams. The computers screwed up the wrong teams and whatnot, so you expand. And now, lately, and in the last couple of years, teams are crying because, you know, we have a record, but yet we get out of the championship or whatever the hell it is, right? And then yesterday, oh my goodness, yesterday, Notre Dame gets kicked out. And then our fellow Big 12 friend, BYU, for the second straight year, gets booted out for no reason. BYU should be in. SEC rules cause... there are a lot of people hot on my Twitter feed. There are a lot of people hot. Not happy, and rightfully so. I could go down... I'm not going to go down a rabbit hole, but there's a lot of pissed off people today. This is just... NIL, transfer portal, all other stuff. This is where we're in now, unfortunately. People don't get their own way. We out. And I put K-State in the mix, you know, because we don't play up to our expectations. You know, 6-6 is shitty, a shitty record. 500 record. We expected more from our team. It is a domino effect of what happened to us last week. You know, you win the regular season. In front of nobody. Nobody showed up to your game because of the cold. But salute. Shout out to the K-State Nation. Shout out K-State Nation for those that showed up. Because that looked like that. Those shots that I saw, the picture that I saw, those are heartbreaking, honestly. People out there in the snow, cold weather, cold ass weather, snow. It snowed before the game, by the way. Colorado. Oh, by the way. So, yeah, you got that going on. If K-State was better than that, that'll be a better showing. Much, much better. I'm confident of that. I'm 100% confident of that. But that didn't happen. So you're 6-6. You're at that point, what was it, 5-6? Yeah, you're a 5-6 football team going in, needing to beat Colorado. Beat, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm cussing a lot. I apologize. Like I said, I warned y'all. I'm on a roll today. I am on a spick roll today on a typical Monday. EG3 podcast here as we wind down 2025. Eddie Greer here, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. And we'll cap off this year with running. Oh, don't. We'll get to that. There is so much I want to get to that because it's going to lead into 2026. And why I kind of getting used to this new work schedule. Yeah, it's a grind. But before I lose my train of thought here, right? You're a 5-6 ball club. Need to beat a sorry ass Colorado team to get bowl eligible. That's not what we expected going in. We expected going in here, Avery Johnson, all that. See, I was going to cross K-State in this podcast. Avery Johnson, if y'all don't know who he is, quarterback of K-State, number one state recruit coming out of the state a couple years ago. You have all that talent, but you finished 6-6. Oh, man. Jarvis Davis. Shout out Jarvis Davis. Therapy on the show. Yeah, let's talk about. So, yeah, this is where everybody's complaining. Everybody can't be happy. Everybody's not satisfied. That includes me. I threw myself in the mix. You know, everybody's not satisfied. We want what everybody else want, but we can't get it because of this or that or this or that. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, yeah, this selection was over the top. Notre Dame should have been in it. BYU should have been in it. They should have been in it last year. Disrespect. Everybody wants SEC. It doesn't help that ESPN shines a light, big-ass light, on SEC play. I'd rather have that on CBS. I mean, I like Chris Fowler. I actually love Chris Fowler. Now he's sad he's calling to get games. I love his passion and energy. And I love some of the people on there. I even like Nick Saban now. I think ESPN got too much silent light on the SEC. And 5T, everybody's crying on Twitter, on my Twitter feed. And rightfully so, they have a right that, you know, there's too many teams in here. Too many SEC teams in here. Now, I 100% agree about that. BYU got Rob Snub. We're still highlighting the Alabamas, the Oklahomas. Let me see here. Look down the line here. Let me see. Who is this? Who is this team right here? Ohio State's in. Duh, because Indiana, Ohio State. And this actually brings up to my next point. But let me see when we finish it out. Georgia's still in. A&M. I just mentioned A&M early on in the podcast. Miami returning to the playoff. I can't even see who that even is right there. Let me see who that is. That little mascot right there. Who's the 11 seed right there? Oh, yeah, that's John Summerall, too. I can't see nothing. Tulane right there. That John Summerall returning, unlike Lane Kiffin, because why would you – if you were a 6-6 team, I definitely understand that. If you're a 5-7 team, yeah, I understand that. You're a 4-8 team, yeah, I understand. You ain't won nothing, yeah, you understand that. But you led Ole Miss to the playoff. You led Ole Miss to the playoff, and you're not even a coach that. That's some BS right there. I'm sorry. That's why I don't like him anyways, because you do some stuff like that. I'm getting in trouble. You do some stuff like that, and that's why you are what you are. That's why people don't like you anyway. And I'm glad you're not the coach of Florida. I'll take a step further than that, because I'll tell you, I went there. I'm glad he's not the coach of Florida. Florida Gators. Screw that. If it goes to that point where, okay, another opportunity opens up. Oh, shit, Oklahoma opens up, or Texas, or whatever. Or, if he decides, maybe a year, I'll try again in the NFL. I don't think he's coached in the NFL before. Or he goes in the NFL, you know. hey, I'm gonna just ghost y'all to go to the NFL. Hey, Nick Saban did that. Nick Saban did that one time or another, right? One of the legends in the college football coaching wise, Nick Saban, right? Shout out Nick Saban on the EG3 podcast. But I don't understand. I am just hot. I'm done with some certain stuff. I don't like what's going on with something. Again, I'm not gonna spill that all on here. It ain't appropriate, so I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna hold that card as it is. So I've already explained my frustrations 7 weeks ago on this podcast, and I'm not going to explain it further because I'm going to get in trouble. There's that. It's just, I don't know. It's the cost of a playoff. Every team wants to get to the playoff, and you ghost Ole Miss to go not only to stay in the conference, but a rival in LSU. I don't know. I don't know. On the left side of the bracket. Alabama rematch. We got a couple rematches here anyways. Alabama played Oklahoma not too long ago. that when we go down here, that's the 8-9 matchup on ABC. That's a, in all these games anyway. I can't even watch anyway. That's the other frustrating part. This work schedule, grinding. And I gotta man up and miss all of this action, right? Everybody wants to be in the playoff, but we can't get in our own way. Oklahoma, Alabama, yet again on Friday. I'm gonna say this next Friday because I have a date that date circle for something else. Yeah, so that's next Friday, and then Saturday, right? I gotta miss all this good action because somebody's gotta work. 7th-ranked A&M. Texas A&M taking on 10th-ranked Miami. Ole Miss, 6th-ranked, taking on Tulane. Number 5, Oregon, taking on James Madison, the 12th seed. Who was it last year that made the playoff and got smoked? Who was that? Was it SMU? Yeah, I think it was SMU. I think it was SMU, actually. Yeah, SMU. Yeah, I think, shout out SMU. EG3 podcast. On a podcast, SMU. Yeah, they made the playoffs last year. So now this year, James freaking Madison. Wow. They're in it. And then New Year's Eve, you got Ohio State, Texas A&M. Well, actually, the winners of those matches playing against each other. And then you have Texas Tech, the champion of the Big 12 this year, will face off the winner of the Oregon or James Madison. Yeah, Texas Tech has one of those byes. And then let me scroll back to that bracket here real quick. So it's the 4 seeds, right? Indiana, number 1 seed. Who would have said? Who would have thought about it, baby? In the, back in August, who would have picked Indiana to be the number 1 seed in the college football playoff? Not me for sure. I mean, they had a great year last year, and it was questionable because Indiana's schedule, you ain't played nobody. So there's that. But Indiana again went through the gauntlet and they beat the defending national champion, which still are in the playoff. Indiana, your number 1 overall seed. Wow. And who's number 2 on here? Let me move this up. Okay. Okay. Ohio State. This is another problem. And then Georgia and Texas Tech. Those are your top 4 seeds who have to buy. Right, so Ohio State will play the winner of A&M or Miami. Georgia will play either Tulane or Ole Miss, which, and then Indiana will play either Alabama or Oklahoma. Wow, and then Texas Tech, or Oregon or James Madison. I think Oregon and Texas Tech played like last year. I think that was a wild ass game right there. But see, and this is the other issue here. If you're not a conference, you didn't win a conference championship, you're asked to be out of the playoff. That was also back in my era. If you didn't win a conference title, you out. You out. You done. You're out. You're kicked out. You had to settle for an Outback Bowl or, yeah, see, again, going back to traditional way when I was growing up, right? The Outback Bowl, what was it? There are other marquee big bowl games. I gotta pull that up. The Chick-fil-A Bowl is one of them. Outback Bowl is another one. Let's see here. I know there's one. I know I'm missing a couple others. But that's what I'm saying, right? We are diminishing the bowls. It used to be a celebratory thing, especially with the seniors. You work your ass off to get the 6 wins, right? And then all of a sudden, no, we're not playing this because our tradition, our protectorate's cost will play off. Now, if you're a program that ain't in the top half of the league, something like that, you better sell your expectations down. Because not everybody's going to be in the playoff. You might get undefeated and still get knocked out. it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous that we got to this point, and my heart breaks for the seniors everywhere, not just for K-State. Not for KU, not for Missouri, but we're out here declining bowls now. So is that what's coming up to? What in the world is going on with college athletics? Particularly the football side. Not everything else with the football side. It is mind-boggling to me. We're in that transition. We've been in the transition for last handful of years now. 3 years in this college football playoff, and nobody's happy. So we can't get our own way. When you change something, a lot of people are going to be happy. Others are going to be pissed off. We're still there. That's a true statement right there. There was one today coming out of this episode. Well, everything's true for that about what it is. One really true is that changes happen. Some people are going to be happy. Boston qualifying times. Or, yeah, there's been a lot of pissed off people about that too. Yep. Everybody's not happy that times are getting faster. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I can't change that. I don't even give a damn. You know what I'm saying? Don't ask me. Go ask somebody else who wants all in about Boston. Go ask somebody else about it. I don't know nothing. I'm just out here just wrong. I'm just a normal person. Out here just trying to live right. At least trying to. Being happy and then at the same time being a little frustrated at the same time. I'm trying to live right the best I can because I don't know how time I got here, right? It's just I don't know. But I take things for granted. We all take things for granted, right? But, oh man, it's been a typical Monday, man. I tell you, but it just, where has this gone? When I hate it for the seniors that aren't able to get rewarded, you're just taking something away. We're all about this cause of applause. Not everybody's going to get in. Y'all, so some of y'all, second bottom feeders or whatever, I'm sorry, but second half conference, back in the conference, the back of the pack conferences, whatever. Y'all need to check yourselves. Seriously. I mean, I'm not taking that back. You know, hey, y'all need to check out expectations because not everybody's going to get, for y'all, you're 6 wins, 6 wins, and it is. But for K-State, we were supposed to be 8-9. Probably it's going to be another 8-win season, but whatever. 8-9 wins. Supposed to be in the mix. We didn't even get there. That's not even close. Not even close enough. So I don't want to hear any, you know, mumbo jumbo about all this because this is what we asked for. Call for a playoff, and now we're getting punished for it because SEC is ruining college football. Oh my goodness, it's just crazy. Because you don't win a conference, you should all be automatically out of the college football playoff. If I was president of this stupid college football playoff juncture committee, I'd say, look, conference, you're automatically in. I understand it because you win a conference title game. Or if you don't have one, win the conference, you automatically punch your ticket to the college football playoff. Boom. If you lose that championship game, you're out. That's what it was. I mean, I can think of 20 scenarios before the college football playoff even happened of teams getting booted, losing the conference title game and not playing the BCS. I can think of at least 20 of them, right? So, I don't know. And Notre Dame will not, it's not, and all of a sudden, all those dominoes go crashing down. You don't make the calls. You do what you need to do. You start off slow. You get what you need to get. And Notre Dame ain't in a conference. That's another thing, too. That's a whole other discussion for another episode. Maybe next year if we get there for another podcast. But Notre Dame did what they're supposed to do. And then get booted out of the college football playoff. And now the other domino, hey, you know what? Screw y'all. We ain't playing no bowl. We're not playing no bowl game. Screw this college football playoff. I want to say something else, but I better be careful. Again, I'm going to get in trouble if I say what I want to say on here. But wow. So, you know, it sucks for them, and it sucks for BYU too because they got screwed again. But if I will make one big rule, it'll be that one. It'll be that one because Georgia, who is it? Alabama, yeah. I don't care if you're Alabama or not. Hang on a second here. Okay, good. All right. Yeah, so Alabama, good. So Alabama, right, they'll be booted out. I don't care if you're Alabama or not. I don't care if you win 20-25 national championships or not. You lose a championship game, you're out. You're done. And somebody else, and for what it is, I think, to maybe even spice more controversy up, I say, look, if you're looking to fill in the rest of those spots, How the next team, I know, how the next team underneath that team be in the playoff? Yeah, I went there. Yeah, I want to say it. Because you don't deserve, if you lose a conference championship game, you don't deserve to be in the playoff. And I don't care if you won 10 games. I don't care if you're undefeated. I don't care if you're 11-1. I don't care. It's just, let's make it cut and dry. Right? You win a championship, not conference title or regular season in your conference, you're a lock. That I can see that. But you lose. Yeah, we're going to spice things up here on the show. Why not? We're different here on the EG3 podcast. Eddie Gritter III here on this edition of this podcast. As we wind down the 25-year, we're going to get the cliffhanger here in a minute. But, because I can go on and on and on about this topic. This has been dry. This is driving me nuts. Among other things, nuts. Right? So, there's that. And then the next highest finishing team. Let me see here. Oh, let me pull the Big 12, for example, here. Big 12 football standings. Let me see here. Yeah, I'm typing it up here. Yeah, so, this is perfect. Oh, yes. This is perfect. Let's go. Okay, so, all right. So, Texas Tech, right? Beat BYU. So, BYU, well, in both cases scenarios. So, BYU's already out anyway. So, BYU, either they should be in, but they're out. Next team in, Utah. How many wins Utah has? Utah, 10 wins overall, 10-2. They finished. They're the next highest finishing team. 7-2 in the conference, 10-2, right? They will be in, okay? I would not reward losers. Sorry, that is what it is. Alabama, you're out. Who lost? Alabama, they are out. Who lost? Ohio State. You're not defending your national championship. You're out. see where I'm getting at? It just, So instead of any one of these other teams that are taking up spots, and I don't know if, because all these SEC teams ain't necessary. And by the way here, let's pull up the SEC conference for a minute. Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, BYU, they're out anyway. So in both scenarios, because you didn't make it, because committee said, Y'all ain't shit. Get out of here. And then, and in my proposal, you're out anyway. So there's that. SEC, too many teams in here. Let's see. Is Texas in here? Hold up a minute. I think I changed the screen. I changed it. I changed out of the bracket. I don't think Texas is in. Texas not in. That's funny. Oklahoma's in. And Texas is not. And Texas is finished ahead of Oklahoma. Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. Yeah, so I guess Ole Miss would be still in because Alabama would be out. Ole Miss, if you take away the other extra team, there's still too many teams in here. Texas over Oklahoma. So Oklahoma, in my bracket, would be out. And Texas, for what it is, would be in. Shade, get rid of two of the SEC teams. That'll just be three. That gives you two opening spots, like a Utah, or maybe even another. Maybe Ohio State might be in anyway because they're the defending national championship, and we want Ohio State in. So whatever. But you get what I'm saying. You shouldn't reward losers for losing your conference championship. It didn't work that way in the old BCS format, and it wouldn't work that way in my form. In my format, I just did a proposal on this show. I can't believe it. And I did not plan for that at all. This is all this frustration, all this anxiety, irritation is coming out last couple of minutes of the show. But you understand why, So, and then of course, one of your coaches leaves to go to another program, and there's two things to boot. One, he's still in the conference. Number two, you're going to a rival. What are you doing? What are you thinking? I don't understand. You made it to the freaking college football playoff. While us K-State fans in Texas did not. Okay? I don't know. I don't understand. I mean, you have plenty of offseason to figure that out. Just like Colin Klein, finish up what you're doing. Finish up your book. Finish up writing that book. Right? Put a pin on it, whatever that is, because A&M plays, again, who do they play? I think A&M plays Tulane, or Now I'm all confused. Now I gotta go back to the way I had it here. Let me see here. Yeah, let me pull that bracket back up. I just had it up here for a minute. If the internet, my internet works. A&M, they play Miami, excuse me. They play Miami, right? So whenever that is, right? So there's that, but man, it's just infuriating. I don't know what to say. I'm just venting my frustration, which is a little, tips to a lot right there. But I don't know. It's just crazy that, you know, it just, you just, I don't know. I'm just to a point where you reach a breaking point where, like Chris Kleiman, head coach, well, was the head coach of K-State. You reach a breaking point where something don't happen right, and you're frustrated, you're sad, you're crying, you're emotionally spent, and you say you're done. I reached out to that place, like, you know what? I'm going to stay out of it because I have no, even though, yes, I have a podcast, no way, everybody's going to agree with me, and then some don't, and that's fine. I'm not going to get all worked up about it. I'm just voicing my own opinions on this podcast, so there's that. But what it's been a crazy, really general last few months of the year, including the last week, seeing my alma mater making all these changes to the point where we wanted this coach anyways, but this person anyway, but not the way we expected. So it is expecting unexpected. Again, I said it's about planning for like plan. We could plan, do all this planning for marathons and whatnot, and then if something pops up, something out of our control, then we have to deal with it. We just can't go happy and lucky and it's just the fact that matters. We have to deal with it, and I have to deal with this. I have to make adjustments and all that other stuff, and I can't be I want to sit at home and watch the Crosswalk playoff. I can't do that. I gotta go out I gotta go out and make this money, right? So I can go travel to a race that I was not even expecting to. I feel like I was taking somebody else's spot. I can't believe it. I still can't believe it. I officially started, and this is going to lead into the final episode of the year, right? New York City. This is stupid and crazy. I'm stupid. I can't believe it. I still can't believe it. Way my luck has gone the last 2 years, you know, having to relocate or make a decision to relocate. That's my decision, right? To relocate, things haven't gone, you know, outside of work, running, and a little bit of social time has kept me somewhat sane. In both podcasts, I don't know how I made this far. I'm really frustrated. And now the luck might change. I don't know. Crazy. Yours truly, Fast Eddie, EG3. Yours truly is going to New York City for the New York City Half Marathon. Are you serious right now? I still can't believe it. This was, 2 weeks ago? And I'm going to get to how all that changed. I'll just summarize it real quick. I'll just say this. How I got in the lottery. The lottery. And this, between this half, because the funny story, and I'll say this again to wrap up the year on next week's podcast, that I actually applied for this last year and didn't get in. Because I'm like, New York, these races are hard to get. Excuse me. These Northeast races, these big timing races like Boston and New York, they're hard ass to get into. One, Boston, you got to make the qualifying standard, time-wise. Everybody's harping about, you know, these times keep dropping. Well, I can't do nothing about it. I got to get faster. Well, I got that's all that is, right? I got to get faster. That's what it is. I had to be on point. Whenever it happens, things happen during training cycles, right? But somehow, I got to make it work. I got to do my best I can, and then hopefully on the day of, I can be right. Everything can line up in order and have that magical PR, right? Everybody's whining about that, right? I'm one of those, you can believe it or not, I don't give a damn. I said it early in this episode tonight. I don't give a damn, right? If it happens, happens. I don't care, because I didn't come back to running just so I can be, oh, look at me, I'm running Boston. Screw that. If I do it, I'll do it. If I have the chance one day to do it, I will do it. If I qualify for it, I get in, actually get in, I'll do it. I'm still pissed I didn't get in. I'm qualifying. So I'll still be pissed I didn't get in. I didn't make the standard. That's my fault. Right? I'm not one of these other people out here, you know, oh, it's going to be all right. No, no, it ain't. Okay? But anyways, and in New York, on the other end, their marathon's harder to get in as it is. You have 1% chance to get in. Everywhere it's hard to get in. Tokyo, Berlin. I just mentioned Berlin on the podcast last week. There, that a lot of my KCRC friends are in that thing. It's a lot good draw because a lot of people are registering in it. So I think, in my line of thinking, I think your chances go up a little more. Yeah, you got a 1% chance to get in. Everybody wants to be glamorous and run all these world majors. That's up to you. That's fine. And all that. Everybody's chasing the 7 stars. Now it used to be 6 stars. Right? Now it's the 7 stars because of Sydney getting in and making that whole deal. Right? And I called out somebody about, I'm not going to mention this person's name. I'm not going to do that. Right? I'm already on a roll, so why not, right? But this dude got in to the lottery twice. He hit the bank. Tokyo won, and then turn around. Next thing I know, oh, shit, he's in Sydney. He got in. I mentioned this early in the semester. Did I not say that? Where I'm like, oh man, this dude must have habit on him, boy. Woo! He got all the luck. Meanwhile, we out here trying to hustle. Hustle out here, trying to work our ass off, do it the right way. Your ass out here running every racing every week. I don't call that training. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Y'all got me rolling. Woo! Let's keep on moving. Keep on moving. Eddie right here rolling. A's out here rolling. A's out here rolling again. This is what Alex said. My co-host on the K-State podcast said, "When I A rolling, you know it's gonna be good." Oh, I'm rolling today. I'm on running day. So I don't call that training. That's race hopping, and I'm a fault for that. When I was looking for more competition, when I was living in Manhattan and I was going through, I wanted more competition. Right, so I came to KC, wanted to experience more different races, right? And yes, Kevin, what you wish for, right? But you gotta get fast. That's just the bottom line. One of the most simplest things you gotta do. You gotta get faster. Know what you're doing. You know the rules. You know the rules anyway. Why are you acting stupid? You know what you're getting to anyway. You want to qualify for Boston? You gotta run a little bit faster than what it says. You can't be out here just, oh, damn, you know what? I can't. Rules are what it is. Again, it goes back again. Full circle on this episode. Everybody can't be happy with the rule changes. And some are happy because we're already fast. And some that are your typical, again, I apologize, but what I apologize for anyways, back of the pack people, getting these things, and I don't know. It just it infuriates me. But again, I didn't come back to running just to look. Oh, look at me! I'm running New York, or I'm running. Oh, damn! I'm running Boston, or I'm going overseas to run Berlin, 50th anniversary, whatever the hell it is. It's just I don't know, man. It's just crazy that yours truly is going to be running the New York City half. And it's going to come up fast next spring. I'll be honest with y'all, everyone. I still can't believe it's happening. I started the day thinking, this ain't right. A guy like me, seriously? Track and field guy? Getting ready for one of the premier halves in the world, in the United States? This ain't me. I'm taking somebody else's spot. This ain't me. I don't deserve this spot. But here I am with the state of. I think now. And again, we'll rehash this because this is insane. This is crazy. This is like if I were to qualify for Boston, get in, I would have started anyway today anyway. Because Boston marathon training actually starts today too as well. Anyway, so it's just mind boggling that yours truly. I guess it's a little more than a clip. I just spilled the beans, but yeah, but New York City, in your wildest, in my wildest dreams, I would have told you, kid, go kick rocks. I'm not doing that, man. I'm not no distance runner. Get out of here with that. But here I am. That's crazy. This is crazy. It's probably maybe the most unpredictable thing coming out of here this year is that you're truly, out of all these people, going to New York City. And yeah, they'll have their lottery marathon in February. So, and speaking of which, oh yeah, by the way, yeah, I'm waiting for a domino to drop on Chicago. And for those that have been with us since last year, when I changed this format, we ran Chicago last year, right? And part of my motivation for New York is I cannot have what Chicago had. Yeah, I'm not the type of person. I'm not these people that out here taking, and hey, you do what you want to do. That's fine. With me taking selfies and all that, that's cool. You do what you need to do. Y'all need to do, right? I say that every episode. Y'all do you. I do me. Y'all do you. Podcast. I want to have. Yes. I'm not trying to stress myself out because this is just one of those things that you got to do it. You got to sacrifice something to be able to go travel to, whether it's Berlin, Tokyo, New York, London, Sydney, hell, Boston. I'm missing one. Chicago. I think I covered it. This is crazy. You're out of your mind right now. This is crazy. This is unbelievable. So I'll have a lot more on this on the season finale, on the fall finale, on the year finale, on next week's podcast. But it is crazy that I am sitting here and actually got done with my, well, because I'm running tonight. I'll be returning to group tonight. So yeah, it's just crazy. I'm just a guy like me, really. I just feel like with these lottery things, right? This is the EGD podcast, 80 degree to third here, recording on this Monday, December 8th, 2025. This is going to be hot off the press tonight. We're not waiting until Friday. This is coming off the press tonight. And then, of course, the season finale will be, because of my work schedule, next week ahead of the Christmas holiday. And then, of course, we have the holidays to end the year. But this is crazy to me that, because I think with all these people, with how many registers or whatever, I think it increases your chances to get in. It's not like, oh, you have this amount of signees, so you have this amount of people. But when you have a amount like Chicago, and I ain't bet if I come back on here on this mic next week, it doesn't matter because I already have a backup plan. Everything got kind of hinged because Chicago lottery winners get announced on Thursday. So I will know. I'm not putting hinges on it. Just like lightning strikes in the bottle twice. We'll see. Oh, yeah, we'll see. I'm not going to bake on that, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I already have a backup plan ready to go. So for the fall, because I'm not running a marathon. I wasn't going to run at the marathon anyway this spring anyway. And then this came up. You hit the lot. You were one of the winners for the New York City half lottery. That's crazy. So, oh man, well, a lot more. Will we hash this again? Because my first day started today. I need the extra week off. I needed that just to kind of just reset everything and I'm trying to do this real smart and put everything into this. Just, I don't want what happened in Chicago to happen in New York. I really don't. I've never been to New York. I've never been to that part of the region anyway. So it was a stunner. It was an absolute stunner. We'll talk about this more. Absolute stunner. It's still stunning. And it's not going to hit. It's definitely not going to hit for a while. I'm being honest with you guys. It's stunner. It's stunning to me. So we'll see. It's going to be a solo episode prior to this. We'll rehash some of this, and we'll know when we hit the mic next week whether we're in Chicago or not. Because if we're not, I already have a backup plan ready, because I was going to run a marathon anyways next in the fall, not in the spring, just like this year. So I was going to run a race for a 10K or 5K, or even a popular short race. But no, A's got prepared for another half, and not just any half. You're talking about one of the, if not one of the biggest cities in the United States. This is crazy. Unbelievable. The EG3 Podcast. I'm going to stop right here. The EG3 Podcast. Get it. Wherever you get your podcasts, we're free and available weekly. And we are down to it after this. So that's part of the cliffhanger. So this is part one of my New York discussion. There as well, there will be a part two to wrap up, to close it out. So to close out the year. Boy, we are closing out the year on a banger. Wow. EG3 going to New York? Are you serious? I can't believe this. This is crazy. So there's that. So again, you want to follow, you want to be a subscriber to this podcast, see, please do that. If you enjoyed probably one of the most epic rants of the year today, definitely subscribe. iTunes, Spotify, Relationship Podcast. I thank you so much for continued support of this podcast. Boy, we are going to be rocking and rolling. It's going to be here before we know it. I'll give you all the details and all that. I don't want to spill the beans too much, or even though I already did there as well. But yours truly going to New York to be continued. Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City. We have made it to the finish line on another episode of the EG3 Podcast. Thank you so much once again for tuning in. We will be back to close out 2025 next week here on the show. Until then, Eddie Greer III, thank you so much for listening to another epic episode of the EG3 Podcast. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition. We out.